The president agreeing with Republicans? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Republicans have been scolding the president for being too soft on the so-called Islamic State. But last night,
we will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
He's also been scolded for having no coherent strategy. But he says he's had one all along.
The strategy that we are using now, airstrikes, special forces, and working with local forces who are fighting to regain control of their own country, that is how we'll achieve a more sustainable victory.
The speech, of course, failed to sway his critics, like Senator Marco Rubio, who is on Fox News demanding action.
It will take a substantial ground army that needs to be made up primarily of Sunni Arabs from the region, but they will need American special operators, a significant increase in air support.
And yet, if you listen closely, that sounded a lot like what the president had said just 10 minutes earlier. I mean, it was almost identical.
Airstrikes.
A significant increase in air support.
Special forces.
They will need American special operators.
And working with local forces.
A substantial ground army that needs to be made up primarily of Sunni Arabs from the region.
Quite a coincidence. They do differ on one point, however. Tough as he is on terrorism, Senator Rubio voted to let suspected terrorists on the no-fly list continue buying guns legally because the list is full of mistakes, he says, and...
And the notion that a radical jihadist who is on the no-fly list is going to walk into a local gun shop to purchase a gun is absurd.
I sure hope he's right, because the secret is out. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.